Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts. I'm professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield. We have the unprofessional beauty junkie Lindsay Kell.
We do.
And we have a special guest. Say hello.
Hello.
For anyone wondering, who's that? It is McMandy, otherwise known as Mrs. Hadfield, otherwise known as me mum.
It's your mum. I did think you were just leaving then.
Yeah.
Literally just got on out of the room. So we're trying to shut the heat in. It is chilly. If anyone would ever believe it, it is chilly in California.
It's cold in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been Christmassy.
I say cold.
New Year.
Yes.
I think a lot of you guys seem to be all on No By January, which yes. we wholeheartedly support.
I am also doing a No By January.
I'm...
challenge.
60% there.
I also feel like you're not in the same position I've been in my entire rest of my life.
I don't know. You are a monster, but then your monsterness does rub off on one.
Yeah,
which
it
is
does.
Maybe what's happening. I'm taking one to the team now.
Yeah, so this is your turn. You can have a No By February while I go full monster. That's my biggest worry about this No By January nonsense. I'm worried that I'm going to just go crazy bananas
in February. Well, it's that's it. I feel like the problem for me with January is there's all the good deals of all the gift sets that were on offer for Christmas that are now half price.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
See, what I'm trying to do is only buy things I need.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You know, because I love stuff. And the reality is I don't need anything.
Well, no one needs anything ever, but we
like never need anything ever again. Because I went a bit bonkers in the Thanksgiving sales and the Black Friday sales. I bought like three of my favourite serums and stuff while everything was 25-30% off.
Ooh.
So I genuinely, realistically, would not need anything.
But that's good that you know that. If you can stay true to yourself, Lindsay, you're going to be all right. You're very close to the edge of the bed there. Don't you fall ass over tear.
I know, I'm going to fall off the edge of the bed on principle so that I have to buy something to make myself feel better.
Better, yeah. That's what you did there.
But anyway.
We've got a lot of new news.
Yeah, we've got loads of new news. And we have, as we say, we've got Mrs. Hadfield.
We've got McMandy. More from her later.
Proper title. Yeah, she's going
to... She's going to make her bag as we speak.
She's going to help us shop her stash.
She's going to help
us.
We're going to shop her stash.
We're going to shop her stash. It's going to be real.
It's going to be real. Prosecco has been drank. We've got her nicely inebriated for the episode.
It feels like the time to mention we've had a drink. Oh, it's a Chanel palette.
They can't hear your doodles unless you have the microphone.
But just so you know... Harry's mum's got a new palette from the airport and we're all very excited.
She's very
about
excited
it.
About sharing it. So that will be more from that later.
I have to wash my hands because you've also got a dog. So I've got dog all over me. But yeah. I'm very happy. Anyway, I'm now going to spend the next hour talking about how much I love Paddington. Or we'll do new news first. So what you got?
New news. Well, I was very lucky to be invited to the new Dior event.
You
which
were very
is
lucky I wasn't invited.
Just
putting that out there, Dior.
It was a makeup artist only event, so I think it was for all the award season coming up.
You've
got to come and crash.
Trend mood went, that's all I'm saying.
There we go. So it is to showcase Dior's latest launches, basically. I have the eyeshadow palette here that I shall pass amongst the group.
Ooh.
So the eyeshadow palette, there were two new colourways. The Five Couleur, I never know how you pronounce it, is still one of my favourite eyeshadow formulas. I think the Dior shadows are so, like, for me... Mum, you had them like way back when. I was gonna say the 1900s, but I'm like, that's a bit mean, isn't it?
You don't do be just cheeky. Mean the 20th century.
I meant the 80s, the good old 80s. There's gonna be a lot of coral this spring, Lindsay. That is the trend word.
That.
And we are seeing sorbet pastels.
Oh, that's nice.
It is.
Can we make that repeat like 10 times over?
That's my
nice.
New ringtone.
Bit of SMR with McMandy.
ASMR with McMandy.
You got to remember when you want to talk, you got to ask the microphone, yeah?
Okay, yes. It's like the talking stick.
Yeah.
It's okay. Literally the talking stick.
It's literally the talking stick.
No, that's gorgeous. So there's two of those
so
palettes.
So there's two palettes, two different colourways. Very, very pretty, very soft. They've also brought out their... Well, this is the product I always think of when I think of you, Lindsay. The Dior Glow Lip.
Bugger me backwards, Bob. That's because I've got 17,000.
That's because you got loads of them.
And I didn't get invited. Anyway, carry
all
on.
All right, let it go. Let it go, Kel. Let it go.
I won't let it go because I've actually bought those bloody things. So I posted these on our Instagram a few weeks ago. It's the update of the lip glow. I feel like they just had run out of things to do with lip glow
candy
already.
Canes, they look like.
Yeah, they look like peppermint whirls or something. Because we've already done pinks, we've already done glitters, we've already done extreme versions. So now they have swirled. So there's the pink and the purple together. There's the coral and the pink. We'll post another picture, but they are on our Instagram. You check them out. The only thing I don't like about them is the name, which is Lip Glow to the Max.
Sounds like gladiators for lipstick.
It just feels a bit like they may as well have called it, oh, lip glow on crack. You know, it's like someone who should not have been naming
lipstick. That's their next tagline.
Yeah.
Well, I do like the new Lip Maximizer is nice, actually. Have you seen that, Lindsay? The lip gloss.
Gorgeous.
That is very, very nice. Especially if you want like that really kind of like tutti frutti lip. I think that's really nice for spring.
I'm very excited to see glossy lips coming back for spring.
Yeah, I think it's
over
comfortable.
Matte.
It's
I'm over it.
I go between the two. I'll always come back to matte, but sometimes it's nice to break out your comfort zone.
I'm a glossy gal. I'm a glossy gal.
Not to be confused with Glossier.
No, I'm not. I don't give two shits. moving on. I am very excited. And once I've given the lip glows more of a wear, I've only tried the rosewood, I think, because I didn't have that colour originally. But I mean, as it stands right now, I like them just as much as my regular lip glows. So
yeah,
we'll fill you in when we've tried this stuff out more. I will say that palette with the sorbet colours.
It's pretty. It's really also,
have you seen the new Viseart palette?
No.
I think it's called Koi. And it's all sort of pastel pretties. I'll pull it up.
I feel like this would
look
so good with your hair, Lindsay. I'm looking at this and I'm like, I know we keep saying me and Lindsay are going to do a video together on my channel, but we shall.
We never will. It'll
and
never
I shall
happen.
Just try a million different
I'm
products
come
on her
over
face.
And steal that dog. And that's all that's going to happen. I think it's Viseart Koi. Yeah, here it is. It's their new spring palette, but it is very much similar vein. This looks a bit more saturated in this picture, but from the swatches I've seen.
Yeah, it's a bit more saturated.
Yeah. But it's very pastel-y, ice creamy when it's
I think we're
going to
see more colour come through now. There's going to be more increase in kind of like bold colours and pastels and, you know, your spring shades, like your candy hues. That'd
see
be nice.
Your nude palettes.
Buy red
see
eyeshadow.
See your neutral. See your red. Oh, red eyeshadow.
I still like red eyeshadow.
I've just fallen head over heels back in love with my Bronze Seduction.
Yeah, that is good,
so
though.
I've been all over
Worth
that.
The pennies.
Back to new news instead of me just wanting things. Although I also want these things. Fenty on it again.
Taking over the world. They're the new Starbucks, Lindsay.
They are. When are they not on it? She's on her shit again. It's Fenty. We're getting concealers. So we're getting 50 shades of concealer.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. It's magical. It is nice. It's getting an official full coverage.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
award.
We can make an award called Oh, That's Nice.
That's now a real thing. Welcome to this episode. And there's also going to be setting powders. I think there's 8 shades of setting powder. I might be making that up because I haven't got it in front of me right this second. So there's new concealers, new setting powders, 10 more shades of foundation.
Taking She's just showing off now, isn't she?
50 as well. I know. And I mean, I'm all for it, obviously.
I do wish she'd bring out a dewy foundation, though. Is that too much to ask?
Do
the same colours, but in a different formula.
I mean, I think it's bonkers that she's been able to bring out 50 shades of a foundation.
Yes.
But one thing to remind people, because I do think it has become quite the modern thing to be like, well, if Fenty can do it, why can't everyone?
Yeah.
They are backed by a giant group of billions of dollars.
Yes.
So it's not just Rihanna with her hand in her own pocket
no.
of millions of dollars.
But being Rihanna doesn't not help as well.
No, I mean, she's also got millions of dollars.
Yes.
But she's not the same as one of your little indies. You know, she has got the money
yes.
and the backing. But yeah, she's adding 10 more shades of Pro Filter. And then there's also new tools coming. So there's a new sponge set and
exciting.
A couple of new brushes. So that is exciting.
That is very exciting.
Newness from Fenty. Newness. Oh, I know what else we've got. I am actually really excited about this. I think MAC are doing really, really, really exciting stuff at the moment.
Yes.
And I was really excited about their Lunar New Year collection, the red lacquered cases, limited editions that were gorgeous. And now they are launching a MAC in monochrome collection, which is super, super exciting. So it's full collections based on Ruby Woo, Velvet Teddy, Diva, Sea Sheer, Candy Yum Yum, and Heroin. And there's the lipsticks, which obviously these are lipstick
yes,
shades.
Yes, they already exist as lipsticks.
Yes, and they have expanded it into lip gloss, powder blush, matte, and frost eyeshadow. So you can do a full monochrome face.
Interesting, I like that. I think that's really original.
Yeah.
It feels like something fun. Because I think with MAC, the danger is they have so many launches over the span of a year. Sometimes we've talked about this where it's like palette fatigue or things get a bit samey. I think this is really exciting and something that will be a nice nice thing. I hope it's not limited edition. I feel like it would be a good...
I think it's going to be limited edition.
But it's a good idea. I feel like it would be interesting to see them like span that out.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it goes down. And genuinely was like, it's one of the first things in a long time where I was like, oh, I genuinely do want a bunch of these things. Yeah. And not just to have it. Like the Lunar New Year, I loved it.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous, but I wanted it to want it. Whereas these, I think, oh, I would actually wear them. And I think they're pretty and wearable. And that's fun.
And you want them all.
And then one other thing that's just... Well, actually, there's two more things, but one thing that's a new product. Something we've just noticed.
A trend.
A trend.
A trend, we would say.
Trend spotters, we are.
Trend spotters.
Trend spotters. New news. There's a load of new palettes coming out, which the big new thing is...
Giant pans.
Giant pans.
And then some small pans.
Of small pans.
Yes.
Of base shades. Yeah, it's... I feel like one person in a meeting was like, you know what? We could make this toothbrush vibrate. And then all the other toothbrush companies were like, let's make our toothbrush vibrate. Yeah. So we've already seen the leaked photos of the Naked palette Reloaded.
Yes.
Which had this. It had sort of larger base pans of base shades. Yes. With then...
happening everywhere now,
it's happening,
Lindsay.
Yeah, so NARS are doing it with their Skin Deep, and now Bobbi Brown are also doing it with their Haute Nudes palette.
Return of the nudes. When do the nudes ever disappear though?
They've never gone away. Get out my face so I can have my pretty Dior palette.
Yeah, I'm ready for some sorbet.
Yeah, I want
some sorbet on my eyes. Yeah,
yes please. I mean, this Bobbi Brown palette looks nice. It's $59.
Yeah.
It's 8 sort of exciting shades and 2 base shades, but they say sort of skin base shades, but obviously they are both white.
Yes, so we're straight away,
I mean, already we're like, not for you. But yeah, that's a problem across the industry. We know about that. We're trying to work that out. Not personally, because we can't, but like, we're trying to draw attention
to it.
We're wishing it away, and we're trying to draw attention to the situation.
Exactly.
But yeah, this is going to be a big thing, I think, this year, which is, it's weird because I do feel like it's listening to feedback from people saying, oh, I always run out of my base shade first.
Or the transition colour. It's like your mattes, your ones that you kind of use to blend other shades with.
But at the same time, it doesn't feel especially exciting. It's just a thing.
I think it's like we've said before in the past, if you don't have a really good classic nude palette or a palette that has shades that are kind of very monochromatic and great for kind of shadow, highlight, just creating general definition in your eye, then any of these would be great, but it might well be something you already have in your stash.
Which leads us. I just feel like if you're listening to this, you definitely have. Well, I just did want to touch on the vlogger thing that we were talking about earlier, and also your dog, who is crying.
Oh, is he stuck? Where is he?
He's crying at the door because he wants us to come in because he loves us so much. Paddington, how do you feel about the vloggers turning down PR products? He's not got anything to say. What have you got to say? He's not.
Just very excited.
In that case, Harriet, how do you feel about this?
I think I really respect the people that are doing this. I think especially the people who perhaps, let's say, aren't makeup artists, so there's no need for them to have 30 shades of foundation gifted to them. They probably want 2 or 3 max, you know, that are going to be around where their skin tone is, knowing that they could, I'm sure, request another color if it didn't match them. I think it's really interesting, especially where the industry is going. I've said it before, you know, I think the pressure now for makeup artists, hairstylists in the industry is to have such an intense following on social media to even be included in press releases. And that is a problem because sometimes talent isn't always at the forefront.
Yeah.
That's not to say people who don't have huge followings have the talent also, but I think also when things become about numbers, it becomes less about, you know, I think as well, trusting someone's opinion is also important, and someone that will be advising not just on how it suited them, but how it might work on a wide range of skin tones, skin types, etc. So for me, it's made me, I think it's a really positive thing. Yeah. And I think it highlights the fact that, you know, where could that PR be better used? You know, is it a way to help the customer more rather than the makeup artist or the influencer? You know, how do we bring it back to the customer feeling more in tune with knowing what they need?
Paddington's very much in agreement.
He loves the heat.
He does. It's cold in LA. Yeah, I found this really interesting. I've been following along with it. I first read the article on Women's Wear Daily, and then we were just chatting about it. And I know Jackie Aina has spoken about it, influencers being sent massive PR packs and having to deal with the recycling and the packaging and how much waste there is, and not just the actual physical waste but the cost of transporting it as well. I mean, the carbon footprint of like that beauty blender egg, that 4-foot bloody egg that went everywhere, the cost of shipping that out
And the carbon footprint of shipping that out is epic. And that's definitely going to be something we see in 2019. All brands, I feel like, are looking towards zero waste, recyclable packaging. I think we're going to see fewer mirrors in compacts and stuff going forward to reduce waste.
Don't you find, though, even I still get that thing where, like, I ordered 4 eyebrow pens for my kit the other day as a refill. And no joke, the box that the 4 eyeliners that could have been fitted in an envelope, quite frankly.
Giant box.
The box was giant. Yeah. Covered in masses of bubble wrap and everything. And I get if you've got an eyeshadow palette, you want that nice and cushioned, so it's not going to arrive smashed. But for eyebrow pens, I think it's people around me, like Dave, you know, he'll be like, wow, there's just this tiny one thing in this massive box. We're all laughing at Paddington because he's trying to get involved with the makeup.
I eat an eyeshadow pencil while it's being sharpened, and it might be my favourite thing that I've ever seen ever. Oh. Don't look at me like that, young man.
It's very serious, Paddington. You're making this business not serious.
This is about the planet of which you have to grow up in. Think about that. You're a child, and this is your planet. He doesn't care. He doesn't. He's got the runs.
He's chill now, though. He's involved. He's chill.
He's engaged. He's fascinated. Involved. He's an engaged young person, and that's what we need in this world.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really interesting this year going forwards as to whether or not it ends up being a trend that is latched onto for a moment.
Yeah.
Or if real change is affected. It's interesting. I think it was Jackie Aina. I might be making it up, but I read an article where she said about, you know, she didn't want to take away the experience of PR for the younger influencers or people that haven't experienced it, because it is a super fun thing.
And it is.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, I don't ever get tired of receiving a package from a brand. I think it's really exciting and I like to see what's happening. But you know,
where's
again,
the middle ground?
That's it.
You know?
There's a middle ground of, like, I think when it becomes about there's free roller skates with it and there's a big free cherry and all these things, it does get to a point where I'm like, and also I was saying recently, sometimes I would like a press. I'm old fashioned. I want a press release as well.
Oh my goodness.
Sometimes when I get all the products sent and then there's no information about them, I've then got to go and do more homework by Googling what's in there and everything.
I was actually, and this is a plea to our PR friends who might be listening.
I think it's important to, like, share how the products work, what they're intended for, how to get the most from them. Because then also if people come back with saying, oh, I didn't like this because, and it might be something that's just being applied wrong or something.
Yeah, and I think that's the job of the PR. There's definitely been, and you know, who's spoken about this actually a lot on her blog is Jane Cunningham, a British beauty blogger. She's talked a lot about the death of the press release.
Yeah.
And how sometimes when product comes, it doesn't have any information with it, or just be like a big dramatic presentation but zero information.
Yeah.
And even just getting an emailed press release, like Mac are actually really good at this. Mac do email out all their press releases and then ask you to ask if you want a sample, and I'm much happier in that place because then I can say, oh, I need this shade, or I would prefer this shade, or whatever. And I just think that's an easier way to do it. And it just seems a lot more successful. And Paddington's gonna make me cry actual tears from a human, which I don't do because he is just a baby.
He's been really cute. He's gone all sleepy. He loves my mum.
I know. Look at that sweet, sweet baby. Speaking of which, I think it's time.
Are we introducing McMandy or someone else?
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, it's time for that.
I'm like, what time is it?
just calm down. We're not highlighting the week yet.
Paddington's totally going to try and eat the microphone.
Paddington would like to be part of this.
To be fair, the cats did eat one of the microphones once. So it's like.
So a lot of our listeners on our lovely, lovely Facebook group and all over the internet. So facebook.com/ full coverage podcast. Click on the top link. It'll take you to our beauty banter group where you can join us all in this. There is a big trend and a topic every day going up for a no buy January and a real shop your stash movement, which I think has been really big all over the internet this January, especially as people are becoming more conscious and intentional. There's been a lot of use of the word of intent. There's intentional shopping, intentional use. So we decided to dedicate the main feature this week to shopping our own stashes.
Yeah.
With our special guest star.
McMandy in the house.
Good evening. Very British.
Good evening all and everyone.
This is going to be very
exciting.
She's not
in politics.
She did work for the BBC. No. Making it up.
Want to look in my makeup bag. My very old makeup bag.
No, but you've got some Muji. You've got a Muji makeup bag. It's
fancy.
Very practical.
Yes, which I brought when I was with you last time I stayed here.
You did.
Yes.
So I guess we'll start with McMandy. What's your staples we've got here? Would you say you prioritise skincare or makeup?
I would say makeup.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Skincare. My everyday go-to would be, if I had no time, would be my... Now, you have to bear with me here because I don't know what they're called. I just have a brown eyeliner by Sephora, waterproof.
Nice.
Colour? I'm not sure.
Hang on, let me read the colour. So this is in stone, and this is one of Sephora Colourful. I think it's just the crayon colour eye pencil 12-hour waterproof.
Yeah, so that would just be on my bottom line, on my bottom eyeliner, or bottom lash would we call it. And then I have the Sephora blusher.
Not sponsored.
No, Harriet. Harriet, you will tell me off now because I don't put foundation on. I just...
No, I don't tell you off. I say you do you. Yes. But I just sometimes you'll say, oh, I need to wear this. And I'm like, no, you don't need to wear anything. You need
so
to...
this is... But this is Sephora blusher and it's in a very nice small packaging which fits nicely in my makeup bag, especially for travelling. And this one is Shame On You, which is number one. And I love it. I think I have about three of these. Oh, one so in
that's
every
a repeat purchase.
That's a repeat purchase, definitely. And then you will know, Harriet, from many years now, it's been my Maybelline Colour Stay.
Sure, that is, Mum. That's called OG. Is it OG?
It's OG. It's the original.
What's OG?
Original
what?
Gangster.
Oh wait, no. What I'm thinking, Hero.
Oh, you're thinking Holy Grail.
Holy Grail. She HG.
It's an HG. An OG.
It's a HG. That's a Holy Grail.
That's
that
a Holy Grail.
There.
I don't know how many of these I've gone through, but a lot. So, and my current favourite colour is, I think it's number 725 Caramel Kiss.
And what is it? Let's tell everyone what it is.
It's the Maybelline Superstay 24 colour.
Lip colour.
Lip colour. 24 yeah. hour.
So for anyone listening, it's the one that has like the two parts. It's kind of like a balm on one end. And like, I guess it was equivalent yeah. like a lip stain before we had yeah, liquid yeah, lipsticks yeah. really, wasn't it? It was kind of like one of the original liquid lipsticks.
But I've tried others and this one stays on for the 24 hours.
24 whole hours?
24 whole hours, providing you don't eat anything or drink anything.
Okay. Well, okay. We've clearly no. not made yeah, that.
No, to be honest, it's the best. It does stay on, but you might need to put the lip balm. I often put the lip balm over again, maybe once or twice a day. Okay. And I might, if I've eaten lots and lots, I might then add another splash of the colour. But normally... One go in the morning is enough.
Bish, bosh, bash.
Bish, bosh, bash.
Hey,
so my that's my lip. That's my blush. So lip, cheek and eye. That's my everyday go-to. Even for the gardening. I'll go out and do my gardening with that.
Nice.
But then if I'm making an effort, I will use the Pore Professional.
You love this, don't you?
I do like the Pore Professional.
You used to wear it as foundation, didn't you?
You told me no, Mum. It's a primer. Is that right?
It's hey, a primer.
If it floats
primer.
Your boat.
If it floats your boat, there's no rules here.
And I love the smell. I love the way it feels on the skin. So I will use that one around the nose and maybe other places. And then on top of that, I've just started the Laura Mercier
yeah.
Tinted Moisturiser.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which I like. Yeah.
Lovely.
So those are my other additions. And then I use my eye palette.
Browns, Harriet. I know you like browns.
Me too.
She loves a brown.
Loves
mine
a brown.
Are browns. So this is my travel one, which is the Clarins eye palette. I think that's a limited
edition. Is this
edition.
Really, really old? Because this looks really cool.
This is very, very old.
We'll link to anything that is still available to buy in the show.
So I don't know if... Does that have
not
a colour?
Cheeky.
I can't see
that. Bit cheeky.
My specs don't quite reach that.
Okay, so this is... It was a Clarins... Did you get this as a freebie or did you buy it?
I think you might have given me that, Harriet.
Oh, I want it back. It's really nice.
Many years ago.
Very
many
retro.
Eye palette limit... Yeah, limited edition. So it was one of the... Yeah. It's like a credit card size with yeah. really small...
Fantastic for travelling.
Great for travel.
Yeah, and then mascara. Mascara, I'm on my little... the trial size, which I use for travelling. In the... I think it's Lancôme... Hypnose, is it?
Yeah, Hypnose.
Hypnose, yeah. In the black. And I often go back to that. I try others, which are great, but I always tend to go back to Lancôme.
Just out of interest, would you say you have difficult eyes?
No.
Oh. Simple as.
Well, that told you.
Eyes. I have aging eyes, which might be a difficulty sometimes.
Okay.
Which is
what do you think is the hardest thing about doing your makeup now versus 20 years ago? Not being cheeky.
One eye a bit more droopy than the other right. for me.
I've got one eye that's more droopy than the other as well, though.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's...
like this one is like the eye.
Oh, that's reassuring.
Lower than that one.
That's reassuring. Yeah. Lindsay?
He's only 12. So
yeah. Oh, that's okay.
And I'm only 14.
Well, as I'm 92, this really does. It's a worry. It's a worry. But we persevere. We put a bit more shadow above on the droopy eye.
You've got a trick.
Yes, and a bit lower on the other eye. So
that's it. Balance.
Balance. That's it. Yeah. So that's and then that would be my eyeshadow. Sometimes I try and do a bit of the smoky eye and the liner, as my daughter Harriet tells me to do, which sometimes it's okay and sometimes it's, if it's a brown, it's better, I think. A brown or a grey is better.
Yeah, you do not like black.
You do khakis as well sometimes. I like you do khaki.
Yes, I like a khaki. That's very good, but not black. Black is a...
Black's a very aggressive smoky eye.
Too aggressive.
It's a very aggressive smoky eye.
That's what we call a bitch eye.
Yes. I don't think bitch eye looks very good on
a bitch eye.
Shall we do a bitch eye with Mandy and put it on Instagram?
Yes. Andy and Paddington.
Paddington's already got bitch eyes with blonde eyebrows.
Paddington's Paddington's he's now asleep now. On my lap. So
he is a sweet baby.
He's in a happy place.
He's happy place.
Is there anything that you can remember having used ever that you really, 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 really loved? Whether it was something that was actually really, really good or if it was just something you really loved having?
Probably the Maybelline lip, the Colour Stay.
Because it's good.
It's good. I love lipsticks and I love you trying other lipsticks, but I always go back to this one as a staple.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Always.
I think we're so trained as people to think that the most covetable thing would be something fancy that we've had. But then when you say that, I'm like, yeah, my same thing. It would be like my Lash Paradise and my True Match powder. And then like L'Oreal things, the counter things. There's this drugstore things, sorry. There's so few things that I can think back on that are dead fancy that I think, oh, I wish I had that again.
I should explain that I call you doodle. I keep forgetting, like, now there's like lots of people listening. I call you doodles, which
we're all doodles.
All doodles. It's a really long story and I won't go into it because it's really boring, but if you hear me call my mum that, I've not like lost the plot.
And if you hear me calling Harriet on the next episode.
Actually, Lindsay, you talk about have I got something that I always go back to and I love. Maybe it's my Chanel blusher brush that I've been using for 40 years,
wow,
I would think.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, no, more. 40. Harriet tells me off every time she comes home.
God, it looks like so sorry for itself.
But it still does the job.
I don't know if... I'd like to point out here, the last time I came home, I was so disgusted because all the bristles were like doing their own little dance going in opposite directions. And I asked when had my mum last washed it, to which she replied, never. So then I was like, ooh, that's gross. That's like 25 years of blusher on that thing. No wonder it looks... Well, because I think we had got to the point where you were like, oh, sometimes it looks a bit patchy. And I was like, well, that's why. So I did not wash them for you.
Maybe it's self-cleaning now. It's like
it's not a vagina, Lindsay.
Hair. No one mentioned a vagina but you. I'd like that point
in it now, though.
Well, Lindsay, what's your go-tos? What's your shopping stash?
I have been shopping my stash. I've officially not purchased any cosmetics in 2019.
Well done, Lindsay. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Actually, not for ages.
Yeah. 2 days going strong.
Shut up. But I didn't while I was away either, so it's like at least a good two and a half weeks. Oh no, because I bought those Dior Max lip glows to the max online while I was away, but it's like over a week. It's well over a week. So one of the, I went through my drawers and I was pulling out some stuff I haven't used in ages, and one of the things I pulled out that I've actually fallen totally back in love with is the Suku foundation.
Ooh,
in
the one jar. In the jar. Yeah, that's so good.
So everyone went bonkers over that. I remember Sally posted about it or wrote about it in The Guardian, and everyone went bonkers and it sold out and you couldn't get it and there aren't enough shades, and the one I got is the palest, but it's not really usually quite pale enough for me.
Yeah.
And I liked it and I thought it was really lovely, but then it seemed like too much hard work. I felt like I was having to work with it too hard. And I just went back to my old favourites. And also, like, it wasn't quite the right shade. I don't know what's changed. I don't know. My skin definitely isn't darker because it's winter. But I pulled it back out and I started using it with my, speaking of the devil, with my fingers instead of my brush. Mm. And the finish
scandalous
on it. Oh, my God. You got to wash your hands. Got to wash your hands, babes. Got to wash your hands.
No, I love fingers. It's fine.
It's so much prettier with fingers than it is with a brush. With a brush, for whatever reason, because it's quite a heavy cream foundation.
Yeah.
It just builds up really quickly and it sits in pores. Oh. And I feel like it looks a bit masky.
Yes.
Unless you work really, really hard. If you use fingers with that foundation, it is beautiful. It just melts into skin. on me, and that's only, I mean, I'm sure it works great with brushes with some people,
yeah,
or maybe with a beauty blender it would be better, but with me, for fingers, just does something to it that makes it glowy and gorgeous. So I've been all up in that shit. The other thing that I've been using a lot actually is one thing that's disgusting and old, they don't make it anymore, that's how old it is and I should be ashamed, but Emma, our good friend Emma Guns, interviewed Mally Roncal on her podcast a few weeks ago with Mally Beauty, and I loved listening to the episode, and I knew I had some Mally stuff from forever ago and I didn't think I had any of it left, but she had an eyeliner pencil in like a silvery taupe colour and I was obsessed with
it when I got it. We spoke about this before, yes, on the podcast,
yeah,
we definitely have.
And I was obsessed and I bought like 5 of them because I was just like, this is going to be my favourite eyeshadow forever. I should never be without this pencil. And then promptly obviously stopped using it after a certain point in time. So I went and dug it out and that's what I've got on now. And it's really, really pretty and it's dead easy because it does a nice smoky eye, but it's a very soft one because it's sort of a silvery taupe. It's really wearable. but I just really, really love it. And I've been wearing it to death ever since I pulled it back out. And it's a pencil, keep it sharpened, it kind of lasts forever. So those two things. And then the other thing is the NARS advent calendar, which I had this year.
I missed out on that one, guys.
So happy with it. Yeah. There was a full-size Bumpy Ride blush in. Just name dropping everybody today. Nadine Baggett had it when she did her NARS makeover on her channel
with Andrew Gallimore. Yes, I saw that.
He used Bumpy Ride on her and I was like, ooh, that's so pretty. It's a really soft peachy pink. It's really, really pretty. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna get that. Couldn't find it anywhere.
It was in your advent.
It was in the advent calendar. It's a full
like
size.
They knew.
Full size. Yeah. Bonkers.
I really should have bought that advent calendar.
The
kicking
NARS
myself.
Advent calendar and the Elemis advent calendar. I could not have been more pleased with them.
They
were. I know they weren't
year.
Cheap, but they were 100% worth it.
Well, that's it. And you got so much more value,
loads,
I think.
Loads of money.
Bundles.
Yeah, it was really good. So they're the three things that I've been wearing a lot that I haven't worn for either before or a really long time that Shop My Stash brought out for me. What about you?
Shop My Stash. I mean, I feel like the one thing that I always go back to, and it's funny, I kind of feel like it's sometimes it's the more, not boring products, but sometimes it's not the things that are like your sparkly going out. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, for me, I always go back to my Charlotte Tilbury Instant Look in a Palette.
You love that palette, you do.
I love that palette. It's the 5-minute Face on the Go Beauty Glow. And I love this because for me, I do love my browns. It's no secret.
Love my browns.
But the mirror is great. So I feel like if you take this away with you, you've got a good size mirror. I feel like the bronzer and the highlight and the blush even double up good as eyeshadows. And it's just something about it that's very naturally enhancing. It's kind of like you could have this, a concealer and a mascara. That's always great. The other thing, and maybe it's like this theme in general of like custom making palettes, is way back when Bobbi Brown used to make this thing called the Face Palette that was an empty palette with 6 wells in. It was so super slim, a little square, and it had 6 wells and it had like the empty labels on the back so you could write in what you've got. And I managed to find some on eBay recently, Lindsay, because I had some left over from that I brought when I was in England. And they don't make them anymore. And I wish to God someone would make one as chic and as nice quality as that one. And I basically put my Wet n Wild cheek creams in there. I put a Maybelline tattoo crayon in there. I put a Vanish foundation stick from Hourglass.
Oh, that's so funny.
I put a cream highlighter in there from Pinch Color. I literally made myself a, what is my, oh my God, I've got 3 minutes and I've got to look nice really quickly. Oh God, what am I going to do? I have a tiny Shape Tape concealer from Tarte that's like a travel in there and a tiny mascara. And that's a whole face in three things.
That's so funny. I did exactly the same thing with an empty RMS one. It's like the same products in there. It's got the Vanish.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
There's something so fun. I think especially when you think of like Shop Your Stash, you know, you can make the products new again. You can even take two cream blushes and mix them into a palette and make it so you've got a whole new product. I think Shop Your Stash doesn't even have to just be a product. It can be playing with old things and new things. Oh, McMandy's interest in the Charlotte Tilbury.
The Charlotte Tilbs, in the C Tilbs.
Oh, this feels very nice.
Yeah.
Feels very nice. I'm not even in yet.
You know what, Mandy? Oh. You should get her to give you that one.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I think that would be lovely, wouldn't it? That, like, all my colours.
It is lovely.
I'll try it on you tomorrow.
Yes, it is pretty. And it works for everybody.
It's all my
But yeah, I feel like that's kind of been my shop, my stash at the minute. Is I went through a crazy phase of like depotting and palletting lots of creams, especially for my kit ready for the new year.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, I need to start doing this myself. It makes things so much easier to travel with. You know, I will always go back to my beloved L'Oreal mascara that you introduced me to, Lindsay. Yes. In fact, Mum did bring a couple over for my stash.
With this Charlotte Tilbury, I'm just thinking, with the good mirror and the colours, maybe that would fit in my moody bag.
I think it would.
Take away the mirror, the blusher, the eyeshadow palette.
She's Marie Kondoing her makeup bag in front of us.
So that's
but Mandy does Marie Kondo. You're not having it yet. But yeah, I think that's my thing with Shop My Stash is I there's always old favourites I find. And like you said, there's nothing nicer than rediscovering old favourites. It's just so good. But for me, stick them in a palette.
I love the idea of mixing new stuff. Yeah, that's very Just 17 of us.
Very Just 17.
It was always one of my favourite things to mix a lipstick with a lip balm because Just 17 told me to. Mix it with Vaseline. It'll be exactly the same. Just God, a little bit sheerer. Talking of Vaseline. Oh, you've got a tiny Vaseline. I've got a tiny Vaseline. I've got one of those in my car. Yeah. I love a tiny Vaseline. They're so little and adorable.
Anything miniature I love.
I know. Yours is creme brulee. I've got the rosy pink one in the car. Love it. Loves it. Oh, Paddington. He doesn't know what's happening. He's just having a nuzzle. Oh, well, I'm very excited to hear what people are doing. It's been really fun to watch it in the Facebook group, what everyone's shopping, what everyone's wearing. But yeah, if anyone feels so inclined to mix some stuff up, do tag us and show us. We want to see. Because if you've got a lipstick that you're not wearing, what have you got to lose? Yeah.
And I feel like everyone thinks you have to have a microwave to do all the depotting. But to be honest, I prefer actually not heating them anymore and just squishing them together with I have a spatula, but you could use anything. You can use, you know, the back of a spoon, whatever. And I think then you don't lose the texture, especially if it's like a matte product. You don't actually lose any of the actual
texture. I'm a smusher, not a melter.
I'm a smusher now. I used to be very OCD about it. And are you a smusher or a melter? I'm a smusher.
I've never done that.
You're not a smusher or a melter.
I haven't done any of that.
No. It's entirely fair. I enjoy it. I enjoy a good smush. You just got to have a lot of tissues on hand and maybe the odd baby wipe. And then you'll
be fine. I just thought as well, I'll quickly explain why Mum is called McMandy, just for anyone who's wondering why we call her. I mean, Lindsay, you called her that before you even knew what she was called. McMandy.
I just thought it was her name.
So basically, when we were kids, Mum used to make a fish finger sandwich. And because we were kids, it's like a fish fillet from... Fillet fish from McDonald's, but we should go, no, it's a McMandy's. And that's why she's called McMandy.
Aww.
Short story over. Okay, that's it.
Well, it's always good to know these things. It's good to have background.
Yeah, just so in case anyone thought I was being mean or anything.
We've officially shopped McMandy's stash.
We've shopped, that's a bit of a mouthful, shopped McMandy's stash.
Yeah, I'd say after you've had a drink, but you've had a drink.
Good drinking game.
No more drinks.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Shall we?
Oh, Mum, we have to explain to Mum what she's got to do.
Oh, goodness.
Do you know the song?
Oh, yes, I do know the song.
Okay, excellent. So it's time.
One,
okay.
Two, three.
Highlight of the week.
Oh, she's a bit keen, isn't she?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, well, guests go first. I think it's only
polite.
Yeah,
what's your highlight of the week, Mum?
Oh, can I mention that wonderful primer?
You can, but I was going to mention it as well, so you can...
Well, it can be both of our highlights of the week.
All right, then.
Okay. Okay, my highlight of the week is...
Do you want to explain it, and then I'll say what it's called? Where did I put it? Did I put it in there? I think you've got it there.
Oh, it's
bloody nicking it again.
I think Mandy's nicked it. Well, I'm not quite sure how you pronounce that. Is it Mweb?
Mweb. I think it's
P-M-E-B.
Pamel?
Oh, P-M-E-L. Okay. Well, wonderful. Primer for mascara primer?
Lash primer, yeah.
Lash primer. Fantastic. If you've ever had LVL, is that right? LVL, which I've had once, which was great until you go swimming and then the middle eyelashes drop.
No, that's to be you. That's you're talking about eyelash extensions.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought
LVL is where you have the treatment.
But it, that drops too.
Yeah, but not like in the swimming pool. You're talking about the time you had eyelash extensions and you look like crazy lady in the pool.
Okay, but this lash primer is like having LVL treatment without the 45-minute lying down with the eyes closed with tape across the eyes.
No one likes that.
No one likes that. So, Harriet, you will explain.
All right. So this is actually my highlight of the week as well, which I did put on my mum this morning and we both were going, oh my goodness. There was a lot of overexcitement to my dad and Dave were just like, what? Yeah, so
I'm touching my eyelashes too. We're all touching eyelashes.
Yeah,
Lindsay
always has good lashes anyway, and I'm always like so envious of Lindsay's eyelashes because you can genuinely wear any mascara and it looks great.
I do get difficult eyes. I do get smudgies, but I've got quite curly.
You've got really like yours
lashes.
Always looks like fake lashes to me in the best way. Like you look like you have extensions. So this, to give a bit more background, it comes out clear like a clear mascara. The comb is very similar to kind of a comb, not a comb wand, actually. It's like a regular, spoolie. It's clear. What I will say you have to do is you have to curl your eyelashes first. So to be clear, this isn't kind of a curling mascara. You curl your eyelashes and you know when you first curl them and they're like ridiculous and like touching the back of your head, that's when you want to put this on, okay? You put this on and no joke, it sets these bad boys.
You must wait about a minute before you put the mascara on.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, so then you wait a minute, just let it dry. And I mean, a friend of mine who's Korean told me about this. You can buy it on Amazon. So you're going to have to be patient for this. It takes a good month or so to come, but it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it. It's like $14, I think I paid for it. And the shipping was free, but it did take a long time to come. It's in a blue, baby blue tube, and it just says Pamel Essence Mascara Base. And like I said, it just sets your lashes. Looks to me like how they did when I had LVL. I think you could even go as far as it will almost look like you had a very natural mascara on. In fact, you know what it reminds me of? You know when you first put Glossier, lash slick on and it makes them really pointy?
Yes.
It almost does that. It kind of lengthens them and separates them, but locks them in that curl. And then a minute later when you add your mascara, like you all know I have difficult eyes. It just locks them. And I've even got a theory, which I will confirm on the next episode, that it's even making my mascara more waterproof. Could be wrong. I'm going all out there.
My back's gone funny. I've just attacked.
She got numb bum.
I'm older than you would think, and my back is hurting. What's my back?
Do you want to lean against here, Lindsay?
No, I'm all right.
Sure.
It's because I'm literally ordering it online.
She's got it on her phone.
£13.95 with free shopping. DCP products, PDC Pamel Essence Mascara Base, 7 grams.
And it's good. It's good shit. It really is.
This is, it ships within 2 to 3 days. Oh. Delivery January 23rd.
Yeah, there you go. So the shipping takes a long time, and mine definitely. I'd forgotten I'd ordered it, and it came after Christmas, and I was like, oh, this is fun. Yeah, I ordered 3 now. Now it's so good, and mum wants to order it. My sister's already texted me saying, what the hell is it?
Oh,
I need it.
No, bye.
Oh my god, you guys,
you're literally living what? This agony with me. Does this count as makeup?
Oh.
Or is this a personal care item?
I think this is personal. Mum, shut up. I think this is personal.
Paddington, is this makeup or a personal care item?
What about if I buy you your birthday present, then it doesn't count?
Your birthday's not till October.
I know, but.
Late Christmas present.
You know what? I'm going to put it in my cart.
That's a good idea. Wish
so
list.
It's there.
Yeah.
And then what if I wait until it won't get delivered until February?
Yeah, because then it doesn't count if you buy it now, but it doesn't
and
count until February.
I'm actually getting extensions tomorrow. Oh. So I don't need it for like a month.
No.
So I could wait. I'm going to do it
Says
on the way
the two
home.
Biggest enablers ever. Yeah, all I can say, guys, is my friend who was Korean told me about it. I watched her put it on and I was like, dear Lord, what is that? Promptly brought it thereafter and I'm so impressed with it.
Yeah, it does look gorgeous.
It's so good.
And I only wish I'd had the microphone on when you were explaining it to me in the car on the way over when I thought you were going to lose your mind.
Like, keep in mind, I hadn't seen Lindsay for a month.
Mascara.
And I was like, would you look at my eyes? Would you look at them?
Look, please stop touching your eye. Keep your hand on the wheel. Please keep your hand on the wheel. But it was all fine. We made it here in one piece. And yeah, it's good.
No longer difficult.
My highlight is also a mascara.
It's not.
I just feel really bad now that in no way I'm just like, yes, all right. Yeah, my highlight is a new Maybelline mascara, which I bought just before Christmas. I chatted about it briefly with Emma, I think. And I think it's just about to launch in the UK. But I actually went back and gave it a second go because I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's called the Maybelline Snapscara.
Oh, I haven't seen this one, Lindsay. Right?
Well, this was the thing that Emma and I were talking about. And it was on our episode just before Christmas about how bonkers it would be to live in a world 10 years ago when Maybelline would bring out a mascara and you hadn't heard about it. Like, how
they
crazy
haven't
is
brought
that?
Out one for a while, it feels like.
And you think, like, I think about Maybelline, I think about Great Lash, and you think about them, all about their mascaras. And I used to love the Colossal Volume, the Yellow Volume one, and so many of their mascaras. And then suddenly I saw this in CVS and was like, seems weird that we wouldn't have heard about this.
You're right.
And then I heard it was coming out in the UK, so I went and took another look at their website and pulled it back out and gave it another go. Because the first time I used it, I was like, yeah, it's okay, it's just a pretty enough natural-ish mascara. But what it actually is quite interesting. It's their first wax-free mascara, and it uses gel ink technology, so like a gel eyeliner, but for your lashes. So it's pretty weightless. I'm going to make you touch my eyelashes in a creepy way. Like, they don't feel crusty at all. They feel pretty soft and normal.
Floaty light.
Yeah, but they feel like normal, don't they? Yeah. So when I don't curl my lashes very often because I'm lazy, but when I do, I don't need to. I'm like special. But this, because it's so light, it doesn't weigh them down at all. So if you, I'd actually be fascinated to see it that.
It's the dream combo.
Yeah, because there's just no weight to it. And it washes off with hot water, like a fiber mascara. Oh. But it's not a fiber mascara. It's this beautiful gel.
Witchcraft.
I'm really interested to see it on you because I don't know if it will be good enough for difficult eyes because
I
it
think
comes
I am
off
the ultimate
with
test,
hot water.
Aren't I?
Yeah, so I definitely want you to get it. It's really cheap because it's Maybelline. I think I paid about $6 for it on special, but I think it's only like $8 full price. It's available in four colors, which is really
good.
Cool. There's a black, a brown, a blue, and a like an aubergine color. And I love an aubergine color. So I love that Clinique High Impact that they did in the aubergine color. And yeah, I've just been really impressed with it. I really like the brush as well. The brush is interesting. It's a spoolie, but it's shaped. So it's sort of curved on one side. So one side is normal, kind of like a Christmas tree. And then the other side is curved to the eye. So you can get in at the corners. But without...
It almost looks like the doll's mascara. What was it? The Hypnose doll eyes.
Yes.
From Lancome with a bend.
The doll eyes. Yeah. Oh, the Grandiose. Was it the Grandiose?
I can't remember. There was one that was like doll eyes, Grandiose, or
Hypnose. There's been all
of
those. All of those things.
Yeah, really
good.
Was it Baby Doll?
No, that was YSL.
I really loved the Grandiose. I loved that Lancome Grandiose with the swan neck. I loved that mascara. Oh, now I want that.
No buy, Lindsay. No buy.
No buy.
Stop it.
But yeah, I'm really interested in this. And they do say it's like no raccoon eyes. It says it in their stuff. So,
well, I'll give it a go.
So I really want you to try it. Really, really do like it. It's not big, you know, drag queen lashes. And I have been watching a lot of RuPaul lately. So
yeah,
it's
like
not my L'Oreal Lash Paradise. But I think it's still pretty good. But yeah, because I've been doing a lot of bright lips lately, which is uncharacteristic for myself. And this is really nice with that because it's defining without being too much. But I really like it. So it's coming out in the UK. It's already out in the States. Fill your boots. Maybelline Snapscara.
Got to try it.
Maybe
try
I'll get some of that before I go back then.
Yeah.
It will be cheaper here, even though it is cheap.
Definitely.
So like, let's just know
CVS,
ourselves.
Here we come.
And I'd say what's our joint highlight, but I think it's just Paddington, isn't it?
It's Paddington.
Everyone's joint highlight is Paddington.
Oh, he's so good.
Oh, sweet baby.
He's been so cute. I mean, he is so cute. I'm so in love.
It's ridiculous.
So in love.
He's just asleep. He's just sat there
sleeping
asleep.
Now. He's had his manic moment and now he's like, I've got nothing.
Lulled by the dulcet tones of the podcast.
I know. It's like AMSR for dogs. Is it AMSR?
ASMR.
ASMR for dogs. Podcast. I think what I have to do now when he gets like scared when I go out and he gets all like anxiety, I'll just put our podcast on and he can listen
that.
To us.
He'll love that. Now we've met. Now we're not strangers.
Yeah, he did love Lindsay.
Well, Lindsay loved him. Lindsay loved him. Although he kept trying to bite my fingers and I had to say, don't bite my fingers.
No biting.
Very
I think
cute.
He thinks to be fair, he's not biting, he's play biting, just to clarify. But yeah, still we're trying to get him not to do that. If he's
and
not
he's
humping,
not biting people.
He's play biting.
Sorry. He's an angel. He's an angel disguised
he's
as a
He's an angel.
Puppy.
He's just got needs.
Yeah. Who hasn't, Paddington? Who hasn't?
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note.
On that note, we hope you all had a lovely... This is the first one after Christmas, isn't it?
Yes.
So we hope you had a good one.
Yeah.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's funny saying that still.
I know. I am ready for it to be retired. Yeah. When do you officially retire Happy New Year?
I don't know. I always think that. It's like if you see someone on January the 20th and you go, yeah, Happy New Year. It's like,
we've by 5th or 6th is time, yeah, isn't it?
When the decorations go down.
Yeah.
Official.
You're right.
That official.
That's officially when the decorations go down. Yeah. I try and explain
for
this.
For me, it's January the 2nd.
Christmas.
Oh, humbug.
No.
It's over. Christmas is gone.
I love Christmas so much.
Oh. Well, thank you for listening, guys. Don't forget to check out, there is the Facebook group, the beloved Facebook, yes, group. You can join if you head to Full Coverage. Is it facebook.com?
facebook.com/Full Coverage Podcast.
Top post.
Pin post.
Click on that.
I don't know if you've got a touch screen, pat away. And you can join. You'll have to answer a couple of questions and then we will approve you to join. Just keep the riffraff out.
Yeah, so keep it clean.
We like. And then we've got the Twitter and the Instagram, the Full Coverage Pod.
We've got all the socials.
Yeah, we've got all the socials. Come along and see us. It's a lovely time.
Yeah, come hang out with other
and
beauty
and tell us how you're
junkies
doing with your no buy, if you're looking for support. But also, just to point out, because I feel like this has been an issue in our group with the no buys as well. Also, no shade if you're not no buying.
Yeah, because that's me.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm on a no buy, you're not on a no buy. No. It's like dry January.
I don't do that.
No, I was about to say it's nonsense. But no, it's not nonsense. If you're doing it, good for you.
Good on you. But if you're not doing it, good for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no wrong answer in
our
podcast.
Do you know what the moral is, Lindsay?
Is it you do you? Is that the moral? Speaking of you do you, I'd like to do another drink.
Oh, let's do another drink.
So I think it's time to wrap up.
Come on,
up.
Mandy, you've got to get you schlozzled. Let's get us a slozzled.
So we will be back very, very soon. And we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Take care, guys. Bye. Bye.
Oh, that's nice.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.